This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
On football night, the CSX rolls through Anna behind the West Press Box at Booster Field.
Singibush wants to throw, out pattern, goal line, receiver on the run. Yes, he catches! Touchdown! Plyman with a beautiful route. He turned in and then cut toward the pylon.
From that pylon, a few hundred yards south, is Trackside Treats, where train conductors sometimes pause for a treat at Trackside. Oh, those tasty treats from March through October at Trackside. From cones and conies to chips and chicken, from shakes and sundaes to chef and taco salads, plus nachos and cheese and the chilling slush freeze. Trackside Treats in Anna features delicious sandwiches too. The tenderloin, sloppy joe, and ham and Swiss. Trackside Treats, you don't want to miss.
Man open, caught, touchdown.
Score with Trackside Treats again and again. You'll be trained to come back next to the tracks, 320 West Main and Anna, Trackside Treats.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Myring, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Myring & Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Myring & Company.
Reese Myring, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Myring's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Myring and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Myring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Myring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Myring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Myring & Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Myring.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
For 20 years, scoresbroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. Locale Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank Locale very much. Scoresbroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from Locale Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brooklyn's Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brookins. Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Meyering. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schultze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schultze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veteran Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veteran Services. This is Scores Broadcast.com.
Well, good afternoon to all of you. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee on this snowy Saturday. We speak to you from Minster. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving. And everyone out there is looking forward to a very Merry Christmas. Weather not cooperating today. Stay in, enjoy girls high school basketball with us here on scoresbroadcast.com. Fort Loramie 4-2, Minster 3-2. Redskins and Wildcats go at it. Chuck, hardly ever in the past pre-Christmas, if we talk about these two girls' teams having four losses between them.
Not usually. I mean, they're the two premier basketball teams in the area, Division VII. But with injuries, graduation, it's just the way it goes.
When you say premier, you are so right. Last year, Minster 22-6 played in the D6 state semifinals. Fort Loramie a year ago, 25-4, played in the D7 state championship game. In the last dozen years, six state championships between these two programs in the last 12 years. Fort Loramie's got a nice winning streak going against Minster, having won seven in a row. Among those victories, though, are two, which went double overtime. In fact, in the regular season back in 2019, Fort Loramie won 56-48. The two clubs were ranked 1 and 2 in the state at that time. Fort Loramie won, Minster 2. And then Minster turned the tables on Fort Loramie in the regional tournament by a score of 43-29. Minster won state titles in 2018 and 2019. Fort Loramie's got championships in 13, 15, 21, and 23. About every couple of years in the last dozen, and one of these two programs takes home a state title. Last year, both came so close.
Yeah, they did. And I'll tell you, back in 20, you had Minster going for a three-peat.
Yep.
You had one of the best Loramie teams that I've seen, and that's saying something. And COVID wiped that out. That was going to be, they were going to fill the shot.
Well, that's too bad. Minster came out of the Northwest region, Fort Loramie out of the Southwest region. Both were D4 at the time and would have locked horns in the state championship. Each was a prohibitive favorite to win state semifinal matchups that year.
Yep.
That would have been fun to see. It didn't happen. Do we give co-state championships to Fort Loramie and Minster in 2020?
Yeah. We can give them both state championships. We don't have to call it co.
Right. I like it. JV game in progress here at Minster. 25-13. Late second quarter action. Minster in the lead by a dozen over Fort Loramie. This game today might be played without three of the top four players on these two teams. We know that Maddie Shadow is out for certain. Re-injured a knee on Thursday night. Oh, what a shame. Hate to tell you that. But she could be gone for weeks, maybe the rest of the season. Hope not. Understand that Corinne Holscher, healing a shoulder injury, might see action today. I spoke with Carla Siegel, head coach, 26 years at Fort Loramie on Thursday. She didn't know for sure about Corinne. Redskins hoping she can get on the floor for time today. Sophia Dirksen, 5'10 power forward for Minster, sophomore, who scored 10 last year as a freshman in the state semifinal against Columbus Grove, and probably missing in action today, getting over mononucleosis. Minster's top scorer on the year, Reese Albers, who pumped in 16 against Delphi St. John's on Thursday, will play. She's fine, healthy. But three of the top four players on these two teams could be MIA here today. We'll find out shortly.
Well, that'll certainly change the outcome. I mean, the way the game goes, but, Loramie's two losses worse than Minster's. They don't have anybody to handle the ball on top. They're going to have to come up with a de facto point guard here with two or three girls to handle the ball.
You nailed it. What are the key components to today's game? Francie Schulze and Rushi offers the winning combo of style and timeless appeal using the highest quality building components to elevate and enhance your interior and exterior door requirements. For these two teams this afternoon, the key building components are, as Chuck just noted, who will handle the ball, who will get the points, especially for Fort Loramie, if indeed Holscher is out as well. We know Shadow is missing today. The team that gets off to the better start, that might be enough to carry that club forward to a triumph. We expect a low-scoring game. Usually is, because head coach Carla Siegel, head coach Mike Wiss, stress defense so much. Those are key building components for today. They open the doors to success for these two teams. Remember, the finest door systems from Francis Schulze will elevate your living space, inspiring the winning combo of style and timeless appeal with exceptional doors for every space in your home. Thank you, Kent Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze in Rushi, well known for creating ideas and inspiring homeowners with residential doors available at Lumber Dealers Home Centers and door specialists everywhere. Shelby County Veteran Services, 133 South Ohio in Sydney, provides many services to vets and their eligible family members. These services include VA claim assistance, emergency financial relief, transportation to VA medical appointments, and the on-site food pantry, to name several. Shelby County Veterans, here to ensure you receive all the benefits you deserve. Don't hesitate to call our office at 937-498-7282 to schedule an appointment. For info, visit our website at ShelbyCountyVeterans.org. That's veterans, plural, ShelbyCountyVeterans.org. Or look us up on Facebook. You served our country. We are here to serve you. Update, 26-15, Minster JVs over Fort Loramie at the end of three. We've got conversations with head coaches Carla Siegel and Mike Wiss in just a few minutes when we come back. Girls high school basketball here today from Minster on scoresbroadcast.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureComm and Minster does it all. SecureComm finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureComm and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureComm and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureComm, your pros in protection.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of. Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We are your radio on your phone for high school sports, and we've been so now for 21 years, Chuck. Hard to believe. It seems like just yesterday we got started. Way back in 2006, Rushi played Jackson Center in high school basketball. I should have mentioned last night that our first ever broadcast on scoresbroadcast.com early in the 2006-07 basketball campaign, Rushi played Jackson Center. That was our initial game.
Right.
LaCal Equipment gave us a big boost. They got us on the air, still a sponsor today. Thank you so much, LaCal, L-A-C-A-L. came to Jackson Center from L.A., California way back in the early 1980s. And LaCal Equipment at Jackson Center has been on the air with us ever since. Thank you, LaCal, for the support. Wouldn't be here without you. Thanks so much. Fort Loramie girls, Minster girls here this afternoon. Upcoming varsity tilt about 15-20 minutes away. 28-17 is the score of the junior varsity game. 5:37 left in the fourth quarter. 11-point lead for Minster, 28-17. Hey, you'll love with all your heart your new home from Eisenhart Homes in Botkins. You see, at Eisenhart, we understand that building a home may be your biggest investment ever. And our goal is to create a home that satisfies every aspect of your lifestyle and is a home you will truly love. Starting from sketches on paper all the way to the final design, we'll walk you through every step of the home building process. At Eisenhart, we are hands-on, working with you closely from design to framing to everything in between, like picking out backsplash tiles for the kitchen. You'll love our attention to detail. Eisenhart stays within your budget and meets your goals for extremely high quality. We're also experts at remodeling. We add rooms, update kitchens, finish basements, and more. We are Eisenhart Homes, EisenhartHomes.com in Botkins, EisenHart. Eisenhart, you'll love with all your heart your new home from Eisenhart. Well, we preface this conversation with Fort Loramie head coach Carlos Siegel that we had on Thursday by noting that night, Maddie Chateau against Fairlawn went down with an injury. Corinne Holscher, who understands might play today, was referenced by Carla as more than likely being out. But we chatted with Carla Siegel on Thursday. She's got her youngest team ever, very little varsity experience for this year's 2025-26 edition of the Fort Loramie Redskins.
Today we'll be having Janelle Siegel, junior, as our point guard. It's a new position for her, and she's doing it quite well. I'm very impressed with her leadership skills, her ball handling, and getting us into our sets. She's having a great year so far. The next starter is Izzy Meyer. She's a senior for us. She's playing down in the post for the first time. She's been a guard the last three years here at Fort Loramie, but she's battling inside, and she's doing a great job with her leadership. Next is Liza Puppelman, a sophomore. She's 5'9". She's played a guard her entire career at Loramie, but this year she's playing post as well. And so she's doing a good job. She had 10 points on Tuesday night against Arcanum, and that was the first time she played post for us. Another starter is probably the most decorated player in our program is Maddie Chateau. She's a three-year varsity player. She is playing a two-guard for us, trying to get her more shots, get her more involved in the offense, and she's doing really good for our team. And then rounding out the lineup is number 33, Kendall Tennery. She's a senior. She's our shooting guard, and she's handling that job pretty well, and she does a really good job keeping our team together and being a great leader. Probably the first two players off the bench today will be number 30, Chloe Bruns. She's a 5'11 sophomore. She's having a good year, getting better every day. That's our goal for her as a sophomore. And then we have number 32, Olivia Brandui. She's a 5'11 freshman. It took her a while to get her feet going. She played on the varsity volleyball team, got a late start. A lot of new things thrown at her, but she's adapting quite well, and we're expecting a pretty good game from her today.
In your 26 years at Fort Loramie, this is one of your youngest teams ever in terms of varsity experience, maybe your least experienced ever.
Yeah, you know, Corinne Holscher is a vital member of our team, but she hasn't played since the first game with an injury. So you take her out of the lineup, we only have three returning letter winners, and that is Izzy Meyer, Maddie Chateau, and Kendall Tennery. So 30% of our team has varsity experience, and so it's kind of odd that 70% of our team is just learning, you know, what we're trying to do at the varsity level. But, you know, they work hard, and they understand the game of basketball. So I always say if you work hard, good things will happen. So hopefully today we'll see some good things on the floor.
What a heck of a small school girls basketball rivalry this has been over the years, Fort Loramie Minster.
Yeah, I have the utmost respect for Coach Wiss. He's been there probably as long as I've been here at Loramie as far as JV coaching and varsity coaching, and we've developed a really good, you know, friendship over the years. So I know this game will be good. They stress defense, we stress defense. They stress fundamentals, we stress fundamentals. They stress team basketball, we stress team basketball. So it's probably going to be a slugfest. It'll probably take 32 minutes to figure out who the winner is going to be. But this is a game that, you know, you always look forward to every year when it happens.
Head coach Carla Siegel of Fort Loramie. She has won an amazing 82.5% of her games coached in 26 years here at Fort Loramie. Oh, boy. How many girls basketball coaches at the high school level across the country can make that statement, Chuck? Count them on one hand. Three, four, five. Carla is, she has been elite.
Oh, I mean, Fort Loramie, since I got started, has just been a powerhouse.
Yep.
The very first year we were there, I did this. They were great, and they haven't really slid.
Nope.
This is going to be a tough year, but Coach Siegel can handle this. She knows what she needs to do to get these girls better.
State titles for the Fort Loramie girls in 2013, 15, 21, and again in 2023, last year, 2024, all the way to the state championship, lost a nip-and-tuck thriller to Waterford. Head coach Mike Wiss at Minster took state titles in 18 and 19. This year's club is on the smallish side, averaging about 5'6", 5'7". Dirksen, power forward, 5'10", but it's not a big Wildcats team here in 25-26.
Our small group does work pretty hard, like a typical Minster team does. We do return three seniors that will start are all returners. Annie Hemmelgarn will probably guard the point guard most of the night. Very aggressive. She's probably our leader on the floor, probably by how, maybe not by voice, but by how hard she plays. You'll see Reese Albers, who she returns as a first-team all-league player. Not the tallest at 5'8", but also one of a person that needs to score for us to be good. The other senior that will start is Jenna Belcher, number 12, an outside shooter right now, and she has just committed to go to Ohio Northern to play next year. The other two, one of them will be an off-guard Callie Schmiesing. She's a junior. She played last year as a sophomore in our state games. Nice little point guard. We're looking for Callie to get into the scoring column a little bit more than what she has. But she's a strong young lady. You probably remember some of her brothers and sisters. This is Bryce and Isaac and Connor, little brother.
Oh, yeah.
Those are her big brothers.
Sure.
And the other one we don't know for sure. It could be Josephine Hoying. As a guard, it could be Elise Albers in the middle. She's a 6'2" sophomore. We're going to need her throughout the course of the year. Just got to get her a little bit more physical. She needs some bumping around. And I'm hoping that over the course of the next couple months, that bumping around brings us to a really positive point where we're at in the season.
In that Division VI state semifinal last year, you played four young ladies a lot who graduated. No doubt you will miss them this year, but I'm sure Minster will grow and develop as the season progresses.
Yeah, Sadie, Addie, Ava, and Aubriana were all big parts of that tournament run. And we're probably midway through the season last year like we are right now. We really got to find out who we are, what are we best at. But one thing that we always say is defense and rebounding can never leave you. Minster's going to play good, hard, in-your-face defense. The rebounding is a little bit tougher right now. We don't have the big physical body in the middle. 5'5", 5'6", 5'8", all little blonde girls running around for Minster. And we have to put pressure on the ball so maybe we can get a couple extra deflections, a couple extra steals, because the rebounds sometimes aren't just going to fall into our hands.
It got to be a brunette in there somewhere. Hey, talk about this Fort Loramie-Minster girls basketball rivalry. So enjoyable to be a part of, isn't it?
You know, it goes back a long way, even before I was part of the girls program. But I know for the years that Coach Stechschulte's been here, it's always been something that we've looked forward to. Whether you're in Loramie's gym or in Minster's gym, there's going to be some really good basketball played. The girls all know each other. We're 2 miles away from each other. And honestly, there's a lot of really, there's a whole bunch of wins in this stretch of 66.
Oh, for sure. Many girls basketball victories in this stretch of Route 66 and state championships too, Chuck.
Oh, within 2 miles of each other. Yeah, I don't suppose there's, unless you go to a big city, right. I don't think you're going to find that any place. I mean, no. Just two kind of rural towns that just play great girls basketball.
Mike referred to the four young ladies on that Minster team a year ago who graduated and moved on. Sadie Niemeyer, Addie Inskeep, Aubriana Webker, and Ava Stammen. Last year's Fort Loramie team was blessed with Brandewee and Mesher. Head coach Carla Siegel could say, hey, I need to get this done over the next minute or so, and it got accomplished with leadership from those two young ladies.
Well, absolutely. I mean, you got people you count on as a coach, and when they start dropping with injuries, now you're going down the line trying to find somebody else that can handle the pressure that your older and more experienced players could handle.
Exactly. 30 seconds remaining in our JV tilt. It's gotten a little more snug. Still Minster by 8, 29-21. 33 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Minster with the ball, leading by 8 over the Fort Loramie JVs. We're in the final half minute. A proud sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com, Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Schaefer Propane provides propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil offers the same customers gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil, also a distributor of Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. It's a four-generation business that started in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer. The legacy continues on today with many of the great-grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane, pleased to partner with Scores Broadcast and help power the online coverage of the region's young students and athletes, our future leaders. Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Energy for today and for tomorrow. And we say thanks to Arushi sponsor, Production Support, Inc. We currently produce over 50 million poly bags of hardware per year. While maintaining strict quality and accuracy standards, we are Production Support in Rushi. We provide customized kitting and poly packaging of your products. We offer assembly and warehousing too. Production Support, always looking to expand its team with men and women who have the work ethic we prefer. To inquire, check our website, productionsupportinc.com. That's productionsupportinc.com. We promote Scores Broadcast in the many schools and athletic programs in the region that it follows with online coverage. Production Support in Rushi, 30 years of dependable service. At Production Support, your job is in the bag. 7 seconds remain. 9-point lead in favor of Minster, and a timeout's been called.
Minster called a timeout. They're afraid of that 14-point play that Loramie might be able to throw at them.
30-21, Minster JVs lead Fort Loramie. 7.5 remaining in the fourth. We'll return with more pregame when we come back. Minster Fort Loramie here today on scoresbroadcast.com.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair, towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Meyer's has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Meyer's convenience store and drive-thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
street sweepers, and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son, Dave, some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney. We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie is part of the RISI Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua, too. Online at RISI, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
This is Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. We return to Minster. JV game in the books, won by Minster. Varsity tilt around the corner in about 10 minutes. A player personnel update. Fort Loramie will be absent two today. Corinne Holcher, Maddie Shadow, both out. Shadow's injury could be long-term. Holcher might be back fairly soon. Neither playing today. We know that for sure. And Sophia Dirksen, questionable for Minster here this afternoon, recovering from mononucleosis, 5'10 sophomore, who scored 10 points as a frosh last year in the Division VI state semifinal when Minster was nipped by eventual state champ Columbus Grove, 43-40. Fort Loramie 4-2 on the year, opened the campaign losing at Versailles 47-35. Good game today at Rushi. Versailles and Rushi girls lock horns. That game at the Raiders gym. Versailles Rushi today. Versailles owned a season opening victory over Fort Loramie back on November 22nd, 47-35. Fort Loramie then beat Houston 47-21. Down Botkins, 36-28. That game was in doubt for better than three quarters. Lost at Liberty Benton in Findlay, 41-17. Last Saturday, December 6th. This past Tuesday, the Fort Loramie steamrolled Arcanum, a team which beat Minster before. Fort Loramie 62, Arcanum 42. And then on Thursday night, two evenings ago, Fort Loramie down Fairlawn 39-30. Maddie Shadow was hurt again this past Thursday night. Same knee that was repaired previously. Minster coming off a resounding 54-18 blistering of Delphi St. John's on Thursday night. Reese Albers scorched the Nets with 16 on the 9th of December this past Tuesday evening. At Salina, Minster was edged 37-35. And Minster owns a victory on the road at Coldwater, 39-21. Lost at Arcanum on December 1st, 44-40. Defeated Kaleida on the road in the opener, 37-17. Don't you dare look at common opponents. There is one for sure. That's Arcanum. Minster lost to Arcanum, stubbing its toe, fell by four. Just recently, Fort Loramie routed Arcanum to 20. They don't consider those two scores at all when thinking about the outcome of today's game.
They hardly ever matter when you look at them. They don't equate to you knowing how this game's going to go at all.
It is snowing outside, warm and cozy on the inside here at Minster. Glad you have joined us for high school basketball. Fort Loramie Redskins, Minster Wildcats. More pregame in a few minutes. Opening tip, 6 minutes away on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, you'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center. From succulent steaks and roasts to mouthwatering brats, bacon, and burgers, our store is a haven for meat enthusiasts. Thanks to the support of loyal customers, we offer the highest quality in meat processing at our retail store, Curly's Custom Meats. From our gate to your plate, we take great pride in ensuring top-of-the-line standards in maintaining control over our products. At Curly's, we source locally grown wholesome beef and pork, delivering a level of flavor and freshness that's unmatched. You see, we combine the art of butchery with exceptional service. This means for you a meat shopping experience like no other. Curly's state-of-the-art smokehouse produces meat products that will tantalize your taste buds. You'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center. CURLYS meats.com. Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERS Inc.com.
The Plaza in Bakken's is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Plaza looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Bakken's is a spacious 8,000 square foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Bakken's. Phone 937-693 6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E. Affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs, reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate, home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Just a few minutes ago, I referenced the fact that Versailles girls were playing at Rushi today. That's a very good game going on in the region. St. Henry girls are at Anna. Of course, this game here at Minster, Redskins and Wildcats. In boys action tonight, New Bremen's at Fort Loramie, Minster's at Rushi, Waynesfield Goshen at Jackson Center, Houston at Newton, Saline at Botkins. I mentioned Jackson Center. I mentioned Rushi. We had them last night in an SCAL affair at Jackson Center. Chuck, what'd you think? Tigers came back strong second half and 1-7.
It was definitely two halves. The first half, I thought Rushi really kind of took control in the second quarter. They were doing a good job of getting the ball to the big kids inside. And then the second half, Jackson came out 10-0 to start the third quarter, which they went from six down to four up. And from that point on, I don't think Rushi ever got a lead again after that. I think it was close down the stretch, but they didn't get a lead.
Yeah, biggest differential on the night was the final score, 7. Rushi led by 6 at the halftime break, 29-23. Jackson Center wound up winning that game by 7 points. I mentioned the fact several minutes ago that the Minster girls played Delphi St. John's last night. Minster boys, or I should say Minster girls, played Delphi St. John's on Thursday. Last night, the two boys teams met. I understand the best of the Elwers scored in excess of 40 as Delphi St. John's beat Minster at Delphi 64-44.
Well, okay, I've still not seen him play. We haven't had a chance. Last year we got real close, and then they got upset in the regionals final. So I definitely want to see that kid play this year.
Last night the Bodkins Trojans played Fairlawn in a game at the Jets gym. 30-point win, Bodkins 63-33. Anna defeated Houston last night. We'll see Anna Bodkins next week, Friday evening, at Bodkins. Shelby County League early season showdown between the Trojans and the Rockets.
I think those are the two teams, after seeing teams play, that are going to be the ones that fight for the top two spots. But you can't count out Loramie. They're young, but they're going to get better and better.
Yep.
And Rushi's going to get better also.
We've got starting lineups, opening tap upcoming just in 2 minutes, or I should say in 2 minutes, when we return. High school basketball, girls action today between Fort Loramie and Minster, upcoming on scoresbroadcast.com.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
Here we go. Girls high school basketball this afternoon for Minster. Fort Loramie Redskins take on the Minster Wildcats. Opening five for Fort Loramie being introduced. Janelle Siegel at guard, 5'10", and a junior. Izzy Meyer plays on the inside, 5'8", a senior. Liza Puppelman at a wing, a 5'9" sophomore. Olivia Brandewee gets the nod today. The freshman, 5'11", ninth grader. In the beginning five for head coach Carla Siegel's quintet, and Kendall Tennery, 5'7", senior, in the opening five for Fort Loramie. For Minster, Annie Hemmelgarn, senior guard, 5'5". Reese Albers at a wing, 5'8", and a senior. Jenna Belcher, 5'6", senior guard. Callie Schmiesing, 5'4" tall, a junior out front. Elise Albers gets the start, sophomore, 6'2", in the post. It's Albers and Brandewee, sophomore, freshman, locking horns on the inside. Glad you've joined us here this afternoon for girls high school basketball. It is a little slippery on the outside. Just stay right on the inside and enjoy the rest of this game here on scoresbroadcast.com. Thanks to you for joining us. And we've got all the play-by-play action coming up. On Thursday night, Fort Loramie girls meet Anna in SCAL action. We've got coverage for you at about 6:15 or so on Thursday night. And then this coming Friday, it is Bodkins hosting Anna in boys action on scoresbroadcast.com. Undecided at this point on our Saturday game next weekend here on Scores Broadcast. Fort Loramie in the road, black jerseys and shorts, red numbers outlined in white, red and white piping down the sides of the uniforms. Minster, the home white, black numerals, orange trim. Most everybody in white sneakers. I see one pair of orange sneakers, and that's the young lady who gets the tap for Minster. It's Callie Schmiesing, flashing those neon orange shoes. She's got the ball 25 feet away. Hands it off to teammate Annie Hemmelgarn. Let's check out Fort Loramie's defense, Chuck. Man-to-man.
Man-to-man.
This is Schmiesing, 25 feet out. Good defense by Fort Loramie. Cross-court pass, left wing, Jenna Belcher. No Maddie Shadow, no Corinne Holscher today for the Redskins. Oh, here's a nice power move. Ball thrown down inside to the Minster Wildcats forward, who scores from 7 feet away.
Yeah, that was Albers. Boy, she took that real nice to the basket.
Reese, a very good offensive player, drained 16 against Delta St. John's on Thursday. Here's a three-point shot by Fort Loramie from the right flank. Kennery puts it up, a little strong, weak side rebound down to Fort Loramie. But foul is called against Minster, and it was on the putback attempt, and the Redskins get two free throws here. At the stripe is Janelle Siegel with two makes. She can tie it up. The first is swished, and it's 2-1. We played 61 seconds here in the opening quarter. Second shot by Janelle. Right there as well. Both were perfect. Neither one hit the rim. Game tied at 2. A little over a minute in. Minster races down the left side of the floor. It's Belcher. Throws it near side to Schmiesing. Wants to drive. Can't do it. Good defense before Loramie. On the arc, it's Elise Albers. Albers being checked by Brandewee, the ninth grader. Good matchup there. Freshman against sophomore on the interior. Minster still pounding the ball to the hardwood. 30 feet out on the left, it's Belcher. Hands off to Annie Hemmelgarn. Ball revolved to the near side, thrown to Albers in the post. Oh, she's squeezed by two defenders. Gets up a wild shot, no good. Rebound is in. I think it was Annie Hemmelgarn who got it, Chuck.
It was.
The guard sneaked in on the inside, collected the rebound, and tallied the putback 2 points for Minster. And it's 4-2 Wildcats. Here's Fort Loramie lobbing down inside for Kennery. Ball tipped away. Redskins get it back. Top of the circle, it's Puppelman. Throws right flank to a Fort Loramie teammate who's undercut and fouled by Hemmelgarn. Fort Loramie has it. Side court, it's Common. 5:49 to go in the first. 4-2 in favor of Minster. Tennery looks to inbound for the Redskins. Trying to find Puppelman, does so. Gives it to her near midcourt. Coming out to catch on the play is Olivia Brandewee. Now between the rings to Siegel. Ball thrown down the right side before Loramie into the corner. Minster gets a piece of it. Ball rolling over the end line, out of bounds. Redskins will throw in, trailing 4-2 with 5:33 to go in the first. Minster, like Fort Loramie, playing man.
Yeah, playing straight up right now.
Ball inbounded to Brandewee. Brandewee hands off to Puppelman. She is free from short range, and then she puts it in, and Fort Loramie steals right away. Game tied at 4. Minster got careless on the inbound. Here's Puppelman penetrating the lane. Awkward shot. Backboard. Rim no good. Kennery's got the rebound, head of the key. And the Redskins restart the attack. Nearly 3 minutes gone. Opening quarter. Oh, here's a steal. Ball popped in the air by Hemmelgarn. Dribbles down. Drive. Stops. Banks. And hits. 6-4 Minster.
Nice job. Got the steal and then ball fake. Nice layup.
Yeah, beautiful finish. Fort Loramie to midcourt. It's Brandewee, nearly fouled, got rid of it to a teammate. Ball given back to Olivia. She enters the lane. The freshman pitches it to Janelle Siegel. Siegel between the rings. Veers right, picked up by Hemmelgarn. 6-4 Minster. We played 3.5 minutes opening quarter. Minster won the JV game. Top of the circle, Puppelman to Meyer. Meyer, high post right. Whistles blow. Officials confer. And we've got a holding foul on the interior against Minster. Fort Loramie will throw in below the rim. Minster's picked up 3 fouls already.
And has 2 on Hemmelgarn, who has 4 points.
That might hurt. She will sit. Albers gets a break for Minster as well. Fort Loramie inbounding just to the right of the goal. Oh, the ball zipped to a cutting Puppelman. Ball deflected away, loose, rolling, midcourt. Brandewee chases it down for the Redskins, who retain the basketball. 6-4, Fort Loramie trails by 2. 4:17 left opening quarter. Tennery 35 feet out. Tight defense applied by Jenna Belcher. Ball dumped down the left side to Brandewee. Brandewee motors to the top of the circle. Gives it up to a teammate 30 feet away. That's Chloe Bruns, who's in now. Bruns, 5'11 sophomore. Puppelman nearly walks. Hands off to Bruns. 3:50 to go in the opening stanza. 6-4 Minster. Good, tight, aggressive man-to-man by both teams. Spinning, twisting down the right side of the lane goes Bruns. High off the backboard, no good. Rebound stabbed out of bounds off Fort Loramie. Minster possession.
And not a great possession right there.
A long one.
Yeah, it was long.
But Minster's D prevailed.
Pushed them out to run their offense way too far out from the key.
Sure did. 3.5 to go here in the opening quarter. Minster up by 2. Jillian Hoying on the floor, 5'6 sophomore. She delivers to Belcher. She wants to go to the high post to a teammate. Ball tipped away, loose on the deck. As we see, Sophia Dirksen has entered. She'll get some limited time today, recovering from illness. And the scrum results in a tie-up. Arrow Fort Loramie, 6-4 Minster. Nearly 5 minutes played, opening quarter. Ball thrown into backcourt to Siegel for Fort Loramie. Sprints up the right side against Belcher. Siegel over the timeline. Errant pass. Was it tipped by Minster? No.
Boy, then that was an errant pass. I thought it was tipped.
Ball thrown out of bounds by the Redskins into the Fort Laramie, or I should say into the Minster bench. Wildcats get the ball back. Under three to play opening quarter. Minster ahead but two. Jenna Belcher 25 feet out. Being checked closely by Siegel. Ball comes to the right side of the floor to Schmiesing. Down inside on the play for Dirksen, and Fort Laramie swipes it. Steal by the Redskins. Up the right side, it's Siegel. End of the key, Puppelman. Ball knocked away. Reproduces her dribble. Here's an off-balance drive into the lane. She lost the ball. Minster took it away. Quickly down the floor for the Wildcats. It's Schmiesing. Hands it to a teammate behind the arc. Here's a long bomb by Belcher. In and out. No good. Tough break. Rebound knocked out of bounds. And Fort Laramie gets a timeout. Trailing 6-4. 2:21 to go in the first. Puntscorersbroadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Laramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
Oh, so many thanks here on Scores Broadcast to Barker Insurance, serving the region since 1972, celebrating over 50 years in business. Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation, second to none. For many years, Barker has been one of the two or three most valued agencies in the region. We customize and tailor insurance plans for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. Representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more, stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. So 937-492-1857, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one, Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. 6-4 Minster, 2:11 left here in the first. Fort Laramie inbounding. It is Puppelman, 25 feet away. Ball dumped down low by Bruns, intended for a teammate. It goes awry, out of bounds. Minster basketball, leading by a deuce. 2 minutes to go in the opening quarter.
They had somebody wide open on the backside, but they're having to look down to control the dribble, and that isn't conducive to running your offense.
That triggered the errant play. Minster attacking to our right. It is Dirksen on the arc. Hand off to Jenna Belcher. Belcher leaves it behind her for the three-point shooter. It is Josephine Hoying in off the bench. She unloads. No good. It hit the front of the rim. Rebound to midcourt. Laramie's got it. Minster's got it. Eventually, a tie-up ensues, and the arrow will give the ball to Minster. Minute 33 left during the opening period. 6-4, Minster ahead by two. Minster Wildcats 3-2. Fort Laramie 4-2. Minster won on Thursday over Delphin St. John's. Fort Laramie a victor over Fairlawn. Minute 20 left to go here in the initial period. And Minster coughed up the basketball 25 feet away from the basket. Diving in, Chloe Bruns for Fort Laramie to force the jump. Arrow signifies it is Redskins possession.
It's four turnovers each here in the first quarter.
6-4, our score. It's been a long time, Chuck, when I saw a Fort Laramie Minster girls basketball game with only 10 points scored and a minute to go in the first period.
Well, that's where they're going to be struggling for a little bit early in the season.
Bad pass, Fort Laramie, stolen. Minster quickly down the floor to Dirksen. Dirksen with a stride to the rim, ducked under, scored. And a foul against Fort Laramie. Dirksen on the finish. She got a good feed. The 25-foot throw by Belcher. Dirksen ran it well. Recovering from mononucleosis, and she looks sharp here today.
I had mono my senior year. Didn't tell my parents. That's what the doctor said. Played the rest of the last 6 weeks and then spent another month in a hospital after the season was over.
Ooh.
So you don't want to take it lightly.
Dirksen on the three-point play. Fast shot good. 9-4 in favor of Minster. Fort Loramie throws to the post. Minster causes the tie-up. I had mono twice. Twice, and it was called duo. That was bad.
I was going to say, you were quite the kisser back in the day, weren't you?
Hardly. Didn't have my first date till college. 45 ticks on the clock, first quarter. 9-4 Minster, which benefits from the arrow. Here's Callie Schmeezing outside the arc on the left, and Jenna Belcher gets a screen from Dirksen. Here's a drive to the rim. Left-handed shovel shot, a beauty. Nicely done by Belcher of Minster, which leads 11-4. 25 seconds to go, first quarter. Here is Fort Loramie's Puppelman. Has an opening to the rim. Shot creamed from behind by Elise Albers at 6'2". She blocked it. Loose ball picked up by Fort Loramie. Foul, Minster, 14.7 to go in the first. And with five on Minster, guess what? Fort Loramie shoots a pair in the person of the Redskins' Maya Grudich, who's in, 5'4" sophomore, rimmed it, no good. Both head coaches, Carla Siegel and Mike Wiss, playing about, at least nine on both sides already in this contest.
Well, and that's when you're each team's trying to find something, you're going to play as many as you can because you got to see what they can do.
Indeed. Free throw, Grudich, good. One of two. 11-5 Minster, which throws to midcourt, and somebody spilled and fouled on the play. Siegel picked it up. Minster throwing in right in front of us. Jillian Hoing has the honors.
Second foul on Siegel.
She's got a pair. Ball flipped into backcourt to Belcher. Belcher to Schmeezing. Schmeezing foul line. Enters the paint area with 3.3 to go. Tried to loop a pass to a teammate. And it may have been a shot attempt. That's how it's deemed by the official. Foul Fort Loramie in the act of shooting. Callie Schmeezing gets a pair for the Wildcats. Off to the left. No good. 11-5 Minster, 3.3 to go in the first. Second foul coming up here for Schmeezing. 5'4 junior guard. Got it. 12-5 Wildcats. Here's Fort Loramie in a hurry. Long pass down the floor, picked off by Minster. And that's how the quarter closes. Wildcats 12, Redskins 5 after 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Hello, pumpkin. It's that time of year. The Great Pumpkin Pie has arrived at Frisch's, and it's just as delicious as you remember. With a flaky, made-from-scratch crust and silky, real pumpkin filling, each pie is baked to perfection and ready to enjoy. Or try another delicious fall favorite, our pumpkin spice caramel cake. With layers of ice cream and Frisch's pumpkin spice cake topped with a caramel drizzle. Stop in, call ahead, or pre-order online at Frisch's.com, DoorDash, or Uber Eats.
Frisch's in Sydney. We're still here, never left. As popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney?
Hello, welcome back here to Minster. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. 12-5 our score. Minster girls lead Fort Loramie. Teams combined for 5 buckets in the opening period. Fort Loramie, Chuck informs me, had just 1 field goal in the opening 8 minutes, did Fort Loramie. Redskins possession to start the second, and it is thrown down the right side of the floor into the Minster bench. And the Wildcats will attack, moving from left to right. on your phone or computer as you use your imagination. Here is Dirksen outside the lane to the left, throws on the arc to Schmiesing, dumps it down left corner to Belcher, down inside on the play to Dirksen. She's hammered as she puts up a shot which soars up over the top of the backboard. A couple of free throws here for Dirksen for Minster, which is on top 12-5, opening 25 seconds of quarter number two. Dirksen, a 5'10 soft, leaves it short. As a freshman last year, she scored 10 points in the Division VI state semifinal against Columbus Grove. Second shot here by her. 1, 2, 3 dribbles, arches it toward the iron, hits it. That one's on the button. 13-5, Minster up 8. Here's Fort Loramie in backcourt. Dribbling the Redskins. Timeline. Siegel gets it up and over. She's being pinched. Trapped. Here's a pass. Deflected away by Minster and stolen. Run out. Leaking other end. Caught by Schmiesing. Scoring is Callie Schmiesing. She flipped that in from down around her knees. We've got a foul in the inbounds by Fort Loramie over guarding Minster, which has zipped out to a 15-5 cushion. A minute gone here in the second. Minster now putting on three-quarter court pressure. Izzy Meyer, the release foul for Siegel, who will throw in. Minster not guarding the inbounder. It is Meyer in backcourt, being checked closely by Josephine Hoing. Ball goes left wing on the play to Olivia Brandewey. Ball dumped down inside. Shot missed. Rebound Brandewey. Goes up strong. Pounded on the arm is Olivia. And she'll get two at the stripe. The 5'11 freshman toes the line for the Redskins, who trail 15-5. 6:50 to go in the second. Swish on the free throw by Olivia. You talk about form, Chuck. Where was the elbow on that foul shot?
Tight.
That's where it's got to be.
That's a free throw shooting family.
Sure is. Brandewies know how to put them up there. Ooh, great form again. Two swished in a row.
Perfect form
by Olivia. Couple free throws drained. And it's 15-7. Minster up 8 with the ball. 6.5 to go here in the second quarter. Between the rings, Minster has possession. It is Belcher. Bounces down the right side to Josephine Hoing. Hoing top of the circle to teammate Reese Albers. Oh, she lobs down inside for Dirksen, who catches, who pitches it right back on the arc to Reese. She lets a three fly. It's off the flange. Ricochets into the corner. Fort Loramie rebound taken by Tennery, reaching in from behind against Minster. 6 minutes, 16 seconds to go. Second quarter, Chuck, 8-point lead, Wildcats.
As you say, Dirksen catches that ball down there in the lane, and she looks to throw it back out. That's something she's going to need to know and learn how to score from that spot.
Good point. Yep. Here is Izzy Meyer in backcourt for Fort Loramie on the dribble. The senior darts over the timeline. Here comes the double team, triple team. Dumps it off to Siegel, who lets a three fly off the rim short. It was online, just didn't quite get there. Rebound to midcourt to Minster. Quickly down the floor, it's Belcher on the arc to the set shooter, Reese Albers. It clangs off the iron, no good. Rebound Dirksen, hands it back to a teammate. Ten-footer by Schmiesing missed. Ball on the deck in the paint. Travel Minster, which got the rebound, but fell to the hardwood. 5:45 to go, second quarter, 15-7 in favor of Minster. And we've got 2, 4, 6, 8 players in backcourt. Pressure applied. Inbounded to Siegel. Siegel to Meyer. Meyer crosses over on the dribble against Belcher. Down the right side to Tennery. Here's a bad pass. Fort Loramie not handling Minster's pressure very well. Wildcats steal and come out of the pile with the ball. Belcher breaks away. Throws right corner to a teammate. Here's a three chucked up by Schmiesing, short. Weak side rebound in the corner, Minster. Wildcats still control. Madison Eilerman, 5'4 sophomore guard, is in, and she throws it away, picked off by Fort Loramie, and head coach Carla Siegel gets a timeout. Redskins struggling, down by only 8, though. Neither team very sharp. 15-7 Minster, 3 minutes gone, second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at GeyersChrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyers is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyers is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyers Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, GAIERS Inc.com.
This is Scores, broadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We are your radio on the phone for high school sports. Fort Loramie trailing by 7 with possession. Minster's Wildcats claw the ball loose. Outlet to Dirksen. Down the floor to Belcher. Turnover count, both teams at this point, Chuck.
Loramie has 10 and Minster has 6.
Little give and go in the lane to Eilerman. Doesn't shoot. On the arc to Dirksen. Cross court heave to Reese Albers. Open from 17. Nearly shot it. Didn't. Double team. Very good play, Olivia Brandewee, who came out of nowhere for Fort Loramie and caused the mistake turnover. Ball lost out of bounds by Minster.
Trapter had no place to go with it.
4 minutes, 28 seconds remaining. Quarter number two here at Minster. 15-7. Wildcats lead the Redskins. Ball dumped down the right side to Maya Grudich. Grudich throws. Brandewee high post. Back on the arc to Grudich. Gave it up. Now Tennery. Boy, you'd like to be able to get Kendall a few set shots. But Minster has been checking her very tightly. On the arc, it is Grudich. Grudich to Tennery near midcourt. Being hounded by Belcher. Tennery down the right side for Fort Loramie. Minster reaches in. Nearly steals. Fort Loramie stepped on the line at side court.
Yeah.
Another turnover. Half the second period gone. 15-7. Minster leads by 8. Fort Loramie still stuck at what? One field goal for the game, Chuck?
Yeah, they had 2 free throws so far in the second quarter.
And Minster's got only what? About 5 goals from the floor?
I think they have 6 now.
Fort Loramie Redskins subbing. Here is the ball thrown side court by Minster. Elise Albers handles on top to Dirksen. Dirksen dishes on the play to Schmiesing, still in the arc. Lobbing down inside for Dirksen. Fort Loramie guards tightly. Deflects and steals from behind. Nice play. Loose ball to Brandewee, up to Tennery. There's the 3-point shot by Kendall, and she delivers. Kendall Tennery buries it. Scrambled floor. Tennery got loose down the court, head of the Minster defense, and popped it in. Here's Dirksen on the arc for Minster. Starts a drive. Whistle blows on the interior. 15-10. Second field goal of this game for Fort Loramie. A 3 was popped in by Kendall Tennery. Minster inbounding below the rim. It's Dirksen, sideline extended left, catching, pushing the 16-footer. Dirksen connects for Minster.
He's got six.
17-10. Minster with seven. Dribble drive down the right side of the floor. Brando into the lane. Could have been fouled. A lot of contact. Loose ball. Out of bounds off Fort Loramie. Boy, a lot of good action out there for freshman Olivia Brandewe here this afternoon.
You can just see that she is going to be one heck of a basketball player. Just got some growing pains right now.
Yep. Minster with the ball, 25 feet away, Schmiesing. Deals to Dirksen. Dirksen handoff to Albers. Albers dishes on the play to Belcher, still 25 feet out. Dirksen high post. Oh, good lead down inside. Well done. Dirksen to Elise Albers. Two-pointer banked in right in front.
You can see if Dirksen makes them go.
Yep, after the Tennery three by Fort Loramie. A couple of quick field goals by Minster, which owns a nine-point lead, 19-10. 2 minutes to go here in the first half. Here's Fort Loramie, midcourt, Tennery shoved.
Yeah, silly foul because she was going to go over and back with the basketball.
Yep, she sure was. That was going to be a turnover, Fort Loramie. Redskins bailed out. Contact from Minster. Inbounding side court just to her left. Kendall Tennery will play in for the Redskins, who trailed 19-10. Tennery looks, enters it on the play to a teammate who starts a drive down the right side of the lane. Ball deflected away, stolen by Minster. Quickly up the floor, Wildcats. Dirksen left corner, tries to let one go, blocked out of bounds by Fort Loramie. Minute 52 remaining in the period. Ball lobbed to Albers. Foul line extended left. Coming out to grab the ball is Schmiesing for Minster. Ball weaved to Belcher. Back to Schmiesing in the right corner. Minute 38 to go, first half. The lead is 9 for Minster, 19-10. Dirksen to Albers in the lane. On the arc to Schmiesing. Here's Belcher. Belcher tries to carve out space down below the foul line. She's wrapped up and fouled. It was not in the act of shooting. Minster will throw in baseline right of the rim. Ball to be inbounded by Minster. Pitched in on the arc to Schmiesing. Down in the right corner to Belcher. Oh, here's a lob over the top of Brandewe, intended on the play for Albers. The throw is a bit lengthy, and Fort Loramie intercepts. Redskins down the floor on the left. It is Siegel. Siegel 25 feet away. Nearly a double dribble. Might have gotten away with one there. Ball handed to Grudic into the paint area. Tie up ensues. Arrow Minster ball with a minute one to go here in the first half. Nine-point lead Minster, 61 ticks left on the clock late in the second. After about the first 5 minutes of this game, we had just 10 points scored. Scoring's picked up a bit since. Fort Loramie having trouble making field goals. Oh, here's a beautiful drive. Down the lane, Belcher hangs on the rim, no. Stick back once, twice. Second time, Albers, no good. Loose ball batted midcourt. Guarded by Hoing. Minster still got it. Half minute to go, first half. 19-10 Minster, which holds for one. On the arc at Schmiesing. Fort Loramie sags back on D. Clock's at 21.2, I should say. Now Tennery comes out to check the ball handler. Minster starts its attack. 12, 11, 10 to go, first half. Outside the arc on the left, it's Belcher. Got a good screen. Flattened it off the rim, no good. Rebound stolen by Albers. Missed a 10-footer. Rebound shot good by Albers at the buzzer. Minster with a few misses. But the Wildcats managed to reel in offensive boards and got 2 points before the first half closed out. 21-10 Minster over Fort Loramie at the halftime break here on scoresbroadcast.com.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Welcome back to Minster. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. Halftime score 21-10. Wildcats lead the Redskins. Minster over Fort Loramie. Like the play there of Lydia Garrett in off the bench late in that second quarter for Fort Loramie, a 5'3" sophomore. Both head coaches, Carlos Siegel, Fort Loramie, Mike Westminster, playing about 10. A lot of young ladies on the court in this game as these two clubs try to get better and better. Fort Loramie entering the contest with a mark of 4-2. Minster at 3-2. Minster the better of it here at halftime, ahead by 11. Halftime being brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and by Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie.
Well, rebounding, Minster has an amazing 10 offensive rebounds in that first half. Loramie had 13-6 total rebounding advantage to the Wildcats. Minster turned the ball 9 times. Loramie turned it 14 times in the first half. 5-6 from the free throw line for the Redskins. Minster 3-5 individual scoring. Loramie had 3 from Kendall Tennery and then 2 each from Siegel and Poppleman and Brandewey, and a free throw by Maya Grudich. They scored 5 in each quarter, 10 at the half. Minster led in scoring by Sophia Dirksen. She had 6 off the bench. They got 4 each from Hemmelgarn and Wolf. I'm sorry, Albers. 3 from Smeezing. 2 each from Albers and Belcher. And that they scored 12 and 9, 21-10 at the half.
Like to remind our listeners that we are on the air here on scoresbroadcast.com. Thanks to halftime sponsors, Schnipple Construction in Botkins and Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene
2013, Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
what a night, what an afternoon, a snowy afternoon. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here at Minster. 21-10, our halftime score. Minster leads Fort Loramie in girls high school basketball. Hey, we are now your new community go-to store. We are Schaefer Market. Schaefer, South Main in Fort Loramie. We've gone local for you. We have found out from you, the customer, what products you want to see on our shelves inside the market. We've delivered Hut Brothers Pizza, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, Winner's Meats, the Happy Pies. I go into Schaefer and get stuck by the Mahaffey Pie counter, and before I know it, 30 minutes are gone, I still haven't made a choice. But at Schaefer Market, you can sample our hot daily lunches and the Market Deli Sub Shop, which features fresh-to-order subs, salads, and wraps. And you'll love the new smoothie machine at Schaefer Market, too. And on the other end of town, on Main Street, the North Fort Loramie drive-thru is now Schaefer drive-thru. How about that? You can get your convenient grab-and-go options at Schaefer drive-thru on the north end of town. Grab a Schaefer Market cold sub at the new Schaefer drive-thru, formerly North Loramie drive-thru. Opening second half, Fort Loramie had a couple good shots seconds ago and missed each one. Minster eventually garnered the rebound. Wildcats possession to our left, up by 11, 21-10. Fort Loramie missed a chance to whittle the deficit down from 11 to 9. Couldn't connect. Now Minster attacks 25 feet away, straight on. With the ball is Elise Albers. Deals to Callie Schmiesing, who loops it across the top of the key to Jenna Belcher. Belcher picked up by Puppelman. Ball thrown down the right side to Hemmelgarn. Hemmelgarn between the rings now. Gives it up to Schmiesing. Good, tight man-to-man defense exhibited by both clubs. Fort Loramie on D at the moment. On the bounce still, it's Belcher. Hop, step, and a jump. Top of the circle. Foul line in the lane. Knocked away. Loose. Stolen by Fort Loramie. Restolen by Minster. The ball garnered eventually by Reese Albers right in front. And she drops in a short one to make it 23-10. Right place, right time. Dribbling down the floor. Olivia Brandewee for Fort Loramie. Top of the circle. Left open. Missed off to the left. Rebounded Minster quickly down the floor. Driving Schmiesing, blocked on the play. Brandewee, outstanding defensive effort. Rebound to the Redskins. Izzy Meyer timeline. Izzy gives it up to Brandewee, 25 feet away on the left. Brandewee collects the ball, hands to Tennery. Tennery straight on, 23-10 Minster. Opening 2:20, third quarter. Brandewee comes out to get it. Hits a screen, roams down the right side, pulls up from 10, swish! Olivia Brandewee around a Tennery screen, looped in a jump shot to make it 23-12. Brandewee for two. Minster attacking outside the arc on the left. It's Albers. Gives it up on the play to Belcher. Belcher on the bounce. Across the top of the circle to Schmiesing. 5:19 to go in the third. Minster up 11. Loose shooter from the right flank. It's Hemmelgarn. Strong. No good. Weak side rebound, though. Belcher. Belcher starts to drive. Bangs it off the backboard too hard. Rebound to midcourt to Puppelman. She's out in front of everybody. Clobbered from behind as she takes it to the rack. Shot no good. Puppelman's got two coming. Fort Loramie a chance to shave the deficit down to 9. Good-looking jump shot a moment ago by Brandewee of Fort Loramie.
I like her form. I like the demeanor she has out there.
Uh-huh.
And she's just going to have to realize she's a freshman, but in a position this year where she's going to have to score more than most freshmen have to score.
I think there's something called the Brandewee DNA.
Oh, boy, well, we've seen two.
Free throw, Puppelman, good. Second shot, dances around the rim, no. Rebound is out to Liza, who's got the ball back. Puppelman, 25 feet away. Beals on the play to Grudich. She tries to squeeze between two Minster Wildcat players, and she took the worst of it. Foul Minster with 4:50 left in the third. 10-point game, Minster on top, 23-13. Makes me think of the Fort Laramie Minster football score, 23-13. Dirksen back on the floor for Minster, and heading to the sideline is Elise Albers. 5'10 lady in, 6'2 performer out. Fort Laramie collects the inbounds pass. It's Tennery, 25 feet away. Skips it cross court to Brandaway. Oh, she starts to drive down the right side of the lane. Loops it up, short. No good. Rebound, Minster. Long pass ahead to a Minster player, Hoing, who caught the ball just to her left with a foot on the stripe. Out of bounds to Fort Laramie. Turnover count right now, Chuck. What, to 20-some combined?
There's 15 and 11, so 24.
15 and 11?
It's 24, yep. That's my pick was high school math prowess right there.
Well, 15 minus 11 is 4. That's half of it, 24.
Okay. All right.
4:20 left as Fort Laramie throws it out of bounds to her right. Wildcats get it back. Here is Josephine Hoing with Minster up 10, half the third quarter in the books. A lot of cutting through the lane. Little give and go for Dirksen. Couple of Redskins break it up. Loose ball to midcourt. Traced down by Hoing. Minster retains it. Outside the arc on the left, it's Belcher. Belcher, little pick and roll on the play with Hemelgarn. She catches, gives it up to a teammate who fires wildly. No good. Tie up on the board. Let's see who benefits from the arrow. And it's going to be Redskins possession. Minster's last few possessions, not real fluid, Chuck.
No. I mean, both teams are struggling to find a point guard. And when the person handling the ball is dribbling with their back to the basket, it's not conducive to running any kind of offense.
I got you. Here's Izzy Meyer, backcourt for Fort Laramie. Redskins within striking distance. Down 10, 3:42 left to go here in the third quarter. High dribble by Meyer. Might have palmed it, not called. Bounce pass to Siegel, broken up by Minster and stolen. Here come the Wildcats down the floor. Errant throw, long pass. Belcher for a teammate. It is no good, out of bounds. Redskins get it back. Most of the third quarter has been the sloppiest stretch of this game. 3:29 remaining. We're stuck at 23-13 Minster.
Yeah, 3-2 here in the third quarter.
Here is the ball inbounded backcourt to Puppelman. Liza, very good basketball player. She can score, but I tell you what, the defenses have taken the two offenses away so far. Here's a good drive by Puppelman. She squeezed between a couple Minster players. I thought she got around one, maybe both. There's contact. Bodies fall to the floor. Collision. And guess what? It's a charge. And I thought Puppelman earned the block call.
Well, I did too, yeah. But they didn't look over and ask me, so it was a charge.
And you got stripes in the shirt.
I got a couple stripes.
Yeah. Midcourt with the basketball. Hemelgarn for Minster, which is still up 10. 3 minutes to go, third quarter. High left to Dirksen. Weaves it on the play to Hemelgarn. Behind the arc on the right to Dirksen.
Nice.
Dirksen has an opening.
Very
slithers
nice.
Into the lane. Sophia Dirksen on the finish for Minster. Good game for her. Lead is 12, 25-13 Wildcats.
And a heck of an entry pass by Hemelgarn that time to get her that basket.
Yep, Hemelgarn on the feed. Timeout, Fort Laramie trailing by 12, 2:40 to go, third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Laramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971.
and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
And night games left and right being postponed. Weather pretty sloppy out there, very slippery. Won't get better. It'll get worse before it improves. And just heard on the public address here at Minster, some evening games in the area have been rescheduled. Here's Fort Loramie inbounding after the head coach Carlos Siegel timeout. Deficit 12 for the Redskins, 25-13. Baseline right, it's Brandewy. Brandewy into the right corner, throws out of the arc to Siegel. Siegel on the bounce, fakes left, goes right, gives it back to Brandewy. Minster over guards, nearly swipes. Minster Dirksen does get it, but she's out of bounds.
Good steal.
Uh-huh.
She's laying down, stole the ball.
2:19 to go, third quarter. Fort Loramie to throw in. Tennery has the honor. Ball caught on the arc by Bruns, tries to drop it into the paint to Brandewy, and it is batted away out of bounds off Minster below the rim. Tennery will inbound. Throws right corner to Chloe Bruns. On the arc, 25 feet out to Siegel. Fort Loramie missing Holscher in shadow, at least for a while yet, for Corinne. Shadow could be more long-term. Brandewy left open, top of the circle. Good-looking shot. Hits the rim, backboard, rolls off. Brandewy gets her own rebound. Hands off on the play to a teammate. 15-footer put up and missed. Haley Meyer in off the bench. 5'9 soft, got the shot away, and she was cracked on the arm, and she'll get two.
What a hustle play by Brandewy that time to go get her miss in the corner.
Free throw, front rim, backboard, back rim, good. Boy, you can't help but like the looks of Olivia Brandewy. And I gazed all over the floor, Chuck, looking for a freshman playing in this game. I wouldn't have said it's 32 for Fort Loramie.
No, except she looks young. But they all look young at this point in life.
Both shots good. Haley Meyer knocked them both down. 25-15, Minster. A minute 45 to go here in the third. Minster controlling out on the arc with the ball. It is Jillian Hoyne, 25 feet away, gives it up to Jenna Belcher. Belcher on the bounce. Right wing, Reese Albers. Belcher again. Now Jillian Hoyne. A minute 20 to go. Ball loop cross court left corner. Now baseline left to Albers. Sloppy pass. Nice interception on the play by Siegel. Down the floor to Tennery. Into the lane it goes on the play to Brandewy. There was that Haley Meyer. Nonetheless, real good offensive play by, it was Haley, who tried to shake away from a couple menaces on defense for Minster. In doing so, she attracted a foul. It's the fifth on Minster, and Haley Meyer gets two at the stripe.
Jillian Hoying took a shot to the face that time. She was collateral damage.
Free throw, Haley short. That would have cut it to nine. Hard-nosed defense by both teams, resulting in floor errors mounting to about 30 now in this game between the two clubs. Short again, rolling off to the right of the rim. Rebound Minster. Up court pass to Hemmelgarn. Hemmelgarn straight away to Belcher. Weak side pass to Hoying. Now between the circles, it is Belcher again. They look for Albers on the interior. 55 seconds to go here in the third. 25-15 Minster. Midcourt with the ball, Belcher. Hand off to Hoying. Man-to-man defense by Fort Loramie out on top is not real tight. Ball loop cross court to Hemmelgarn. Baseline left. It is a 10-footer muscled up there by Elise Albers. It skims off the rim. And on the weak side, the ball is poked out of bounds by Fort Loramie. Minster to inbound with 29.8 to go here in the third. The lead for Minster is 10. Playmaker is Belcher. Gives it up on the arc to Reese Albers. Down the right side it goes to Belcher again with 20 seconds to go in the third quarter. 25-15. Fort Loramie trailing by 10. Minster controlling the ball. Final 11 seconds, third quarter. Jillian Hoying on a weave. Straight away, Hemmelgarn, who jacks up a three ball. Hits the back of the rim, way up in the air. Comes down below the basket. Scrum for it. Ball punched out by Fort Loramie. Minster's got 2.1 to do something with it. Fort Loramie manning a zone defensive look in the paint area as Minster throws, foul line extended right to Reese Albers, who's partially available for a 10-foot shot. It's short, and the third quarter closes. 25-15, Minster by 10 over Fort Loramie. A few minutes ago, we were telling you all about Schaefer Market, located on the south end of town. And the new Schaefer drive-thru is on the north end. Don't forget to stop by today at either place. See the items, the new ones at Schaefer Market, as well as your old favorites. Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's in Fort Loramie. And how about the Schaefer RV storage, also new, located right behind the market. The bays are 14 by 54 feet. Email Holly Schaefer at holly@schaeferoil.com. That's Schaefer, S-C-H-A-F-E-R. To find out more about Schaefer RV storage and support the Schaefer Market Gallon Giveback Program at the market gas pumps, always low pricing, plus a penny from each gallon sold, goes to a special public service endeavor. And by the way, the December Gallon Giveback Program at Schaefer Market assists the Fort Loramie Schools Education Foundation. Thanks to Schaefer Market and Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Outstanding sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. 25-15, Minster up 10 over Fort Loramie as we are prepared to start the fourth quarter. I bet you didn't know that the village of Rushi is home to a company that serves Ohio and parts of Indiana, Michigan, and the Midwestern U.S. It is O'Reilly Machine Tool Services. It is in big demand, offering tool sharpening, recoating, special grinds. We'll grind your first 10 tools free. O'Reilly always accepting apps. Check in person at 560 East Main in Rushi. O'Reilly Machine Tool, experienced machinists, other entry-level spots available. Contact online, O'ReillyMTS.com. That's O-R-E-I-L-L-Y-M-T-S.com. O'Reilly Machine Tool, pleased to take part in the coverage of high school sports on scoresbroadcast.com. Here is Minster handling the ball on the arc. It's Belcher, and Belcher's flattened, knocked down, foul called. 7:32 to go in the fourth. We're stuck at 25-15. 10-point lead in favor of Minster as we hit the final stretch of this game. I've never seen a Fort Loramie Minster game, Chuck, with this few points scored at this point in the contest.
Not the varsity game.
No. Thanks for clarifying that. 40 combined. 25-15 Minster. Both teams offensively challenged, each feeling its way. Both clubs have played very good defense here today. Dirksen, right corner for Minster. Give and go, teammate, drive down the lane. Shot rimming, coming out. Shaken up, Reese Albers, shot nearly went in. Collision, foul committed. Izzy Meyer of Fort Loramie, she took a blow, stood her ground in the lane. Couple of free throws, Albers for Minster. Hey, do you have short-term or long-term pain or discomfort? Improve your mobility and well-being with Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness. 102 East Main in Rushi. Talk with Dr. Katie Bargie about a plan to restore your overall wellness. Restore Physical Therapy treats all orthopedic and neurological conditions. and provides balance and vestibular rehabilitation to assist restoring your overall function, strength, and agility. Two free throws good by Minster. Fort Loramie attacks, push off at the foul line. Redskin player started to drive. It was Bruns. Down she went. Restore Physical Therapy in Rushi also performs dry needling services and running gait analysis. Restore Physical Therapy enables your initial consult to be made without a doctor's referral. We work closely with your physician to best serve you. Here's a loose ball in the lane. It is picked up on the play by Liza Puppelman. Good-looking leaner. 10-footer. Good by Puppelman for Fort Loramie. 27-17 our score. Minster in the lead. 6.5 to go here in the fourth. Down the left side, it's Belcher for Minster. Tried to bounce it toward the right side of the court, and it was received by a Wildcat player on the bench. Out of bounds it went.
She was open.
Fort Loramie down 10. 6:20 left here in the fourth. Contact Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness at 937-710-8744. 710-8744. Talk to Dr. Katie Bargy and let Restore your well-being. Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness, 102 East Main in Rushi. Missed shot by the Redskins. Rebound Dirksen of Minster down the floor to a teammate, Reese Albers, who makes the scooper in the lane. Albers finished, and it's 29-17. Here is Fort Loramie at midcourt with the ball. This game started 15-5, Chuck, as I recall.
Yep.
Since then, 12-12 even. 5:20 to go in the fourth. Puppelman, top of the circle for Fort Loramie. Coming out to catch on the play is Bruns to Brandewee. Shot fake against Dirksen. Brandewee backs up. Oh, there's a shot off balance. Oh, she made it!
Wow, what a shot.
Inside the arc, I believe. She started that move behind the arc. Spun, twisted, ducked under. Only a Brandewee can make that one.
That was a heck of a shot.
Oh! Beauty by Olivia Brandewee. I think she's done that a few times in horse.
Well, I'll tell you, watching these youngsters play for Loramie, future's looking good.
Belcher missed a 10-footer. Himmelgarn's follow, no good for Minster. Loose ball rebound. Ooh, Puppelman tried to jerk it away from Himmelgarn. Both players hit their elbows hard on the floor. Each appears to be okay. 29-19, Minster up 10. Wildcats have not yet put this game away for sure. Olivia Brandewee being spelled. And, boy, she has looked good. Couldn't spot her as a freshman. No way for us to tell that from here at side court. She has looked like a young lady with a lot of varsity experience here today. Made a field goal seconds ago. Minster's given up the ball. Fort Loramie attacks down 10. Puppelman near midcourt, nearly stolen by Minster. Ball given up. Puppelman to Siegel. It is fumbled out of bounds. Head coach Carla Siegel puts her hands to the back of her head and says, oh my gosh.
Well, she knows what she has. She knows how young these kids are.
Oh, yeah.
She also knows what she's got sitting down on the end of her bench.
Here's Dirksen, top of the circle for Minster, and she throws a dart below the basket. No one's home. And head coach Mike Wiss bends over, puts his fingers at the top of his nose, drops his head. Both head coaches wondering why the ball handling is not a little bit better.
That's 16 now for Minster, and Loramie's got 17.
Both teams extremely young, very little varsity experience out there. Here's Fort Loramie with a cross-court pass. Tennery tried to find Bruns. It was not on target. Out of bounds. 10-point game, 4 minutes to go in the fourth. 29-19. Here lately, generating points in this game, like getting blood out of a turnip.
Yeah.
Here is Minster at midcourt with the ball. It's Belcher down the left side, Himmelgarn. Dirksen spots up for a three in the left wing. Short, no good. Rebound, Albers. She had a put back. Didn't take it. Elected to throw it on the arc. Minster restarts. Dirksen on the left. Picked up by Izzy Meyer. Himmelgarn deep in the right corner now for Minster with 3:26 to go. Push off against Fort Loramie. Just a moment, we'll tell you all about Frisch's in Sydney. Had a big boy there the other day, Chuck, and it was made up for me as I ordered. It was the best Frisch's big boy I've ever had. The messier, the better.
Yeah, I like big boys.
3:17 to go here in the fourth. 29-19 Minster. Dirksen on the arc. Takes right, goes left against Izzy Meyer. Leaves it for Himmelgarn. Straight away Schmiesing. Dumps it down the left side to Dirksen. 30 feet away, Himmelgarn. And she's being monitored out there on the play by Tennery. And a foul is called against the Redskins, who earn a timeout. 2:58 to go in the fourth. 10-point game. Minster in front on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy broasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece broasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
Final 2 minutes, 58 seconds, 29-19, Minster in the lead over Fort Loramie by 10. And Minster inbounds, falling to the floor at midcourt, Dirksen, as she received a little elbow in the back. Four team fouls on Minster, or I should say on Fort Loramie, according to the scoreboard. Maybe that's five, because Dirksen's at the line.
And that would be the fifth one.
Yep, that's the case. A couple of free throws here for Sophia. Just under three to play here in the fourth quarter. Minster up 10. It's been as many as 12, I'm sure. It might have been a point more than that at one juncture, but Minster's been unable to pull away. The game's been even, Stephen, since it was 15-5.
Yeah, 14-14.
Right. Dirksen's first foul shot, no good. Spins the ball around in her palms, and that one is perfect. 30-19 in favor of Minster. 2:54 to go. Puppelman down the floor for Fort Loramie. Back to the basket. Oh, cross court, wide open teammate, catches and scores. It's Siegel. What a look on the play. Fine pass. It's a 9-point game. Here's a pass down the floor by Minster to Dirksen. Picked off by Puppelman. Alert maneuver by her. Gives it up ahead to Siegel. Siegel in the right corner. In the lane to a driving Puppelman. Got it for two. A flurry by Fort Loramie here late to cut it to seven. 2:23 to go in the game. Minster to midcourt. Dribbling down the right side is Madison Eilerman. Handoff on the play to Schmiesing. Out back to Himmelgarn. Now Eilerman. Himmelgarn, pitch and catch. Five team fouls in Fort Loramie. Looks like Minster is playing for a foul.
That's what they're doing.
Not attempting to steer the ball toward the bucket. On the arc 30 feet away, it's Belcher. Belcher gave it up to Schmiesing. Schmiesing at the Wildcat logo. A minute 46 to go. Here's Puppelman guarding closely against Himmelgarn. Hemelgarn bounce pass on the play to Schmiesig. Minster not looking to shoot. Just ticking off seconds. Chasing on the play. Fouling is Siegel. As the Redskins come over to check with head coach Carlos Siegel. And Minster will shoot a pair at the stripe. Up seven. Closest it's been since way back, Chuck, I think late first quarter.
Yeah, yeah.
30-23, seven-point game. Minster with a couple free throws. Dirksen pumps it up and in to make it 31-23. Eight-point game. Second shot for Dirksen. One bounce, two bounces, spins it once, twice, makes it again. Both free throws right in the button. How many points for Dirksen?
She has 11.
Good game for her. Lead is 9. Here is Puppelman, left side of the floor. Hits a driver trying to negotiate the lane area. The shot put up on the run. No good but Siegel. Thought she might have been fouled. Ball went out of bounds. And it's given to Minster. Siegel was clearly cracked on the arm. But didn't get two free ones. 9-point game, 32-23. Ball thrown down the right side to Belcher for Minster. A minute to go in the fourth. Belcher back to the bucket, midcourt. Deals on the play to Schmiesing. High left to Dirksen. Coming out to catch Reese Albers. Checked by Puppelman. Reach around by Liza. Foul committed. Couple of free throws here for Minster. Towing the stripe for the Wildcats is Reese Albers, as we tell you all about Frisch's in Sydney, which has never left. It's always been there, still going strong. Frisch's in Sydney, Michigan Avenue, just west of I-75. We are as popular as ever before at Frisch's. Enjoy those fabulous Frisch's favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. One free throw good, one no good. Minster ahead by 10. 50 seconds to go in the game. Puppelman throws foul line. Back to the basket. Siegel on the arc to Tenery. There's a long launch from three-point land off to the right. Tie up on the rebound. Minster possession with 40 seconds to go. At Frisch's, enjoy that iconic big boy, the original fish sandwich, crispy onion rings, hot delicious chili and vegetable soup, and the outstanding hot fudge cake. Pumpkin pie served all the way through the Christmas holidays at Frisch's in Sydney. Don't forget the Frisch's breakfast bar, 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. weekends, 7 to 11 weekdays. Frisch's in Sydney open till 10 every night. More popular than ever is Frisch's new dinner menu, spaghetti, whitefish, meatloaf, chicken pot pie. They are superb. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Still in Sydney, going strong with those fabulous Frisch's favorites. Frisch's favorites at Sydney's Frisch's. What's your favorite thing there, Chuck?
I like their chicken tenders, and I know that's okay. That's a kind of a new thing to them, but I think they're as good as they are around the area.
And they are juicy. Juicy and flavorful. Where do we stand on commercial spots here in the second half?
Oh, we got four more to play, and then I'm going home.
Okay, let's break for one right now. Final 40 seconds of this game upcoming. Mr. leads by 10 on scorersbroadcast.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
And as we return, great drive by Jenna Belcher. She took it to the hole, drove right down the middle of the lane, all the way to the cup, up and in for two. Foul Fort Loramie. And a three-point play by Belcher is converted. and Minster swells the lead to 13, 36-23 with 26 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. Tennery high post for Fort Laramie, drops it off left wing, out of bounds it goes. Minster gets it back, final 20 seconds of this game. 36-23 Wildcats lead. Madison Eilerman midcourts. Gives it up to Dirksen. 10 seconds remaining. Clock winding down. Hanging onto the ball at the timeline is Albers. And that'll do it. Minster girls defeat Fort Laramie here today. 36-23. Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Laramie at 15 Elm Street. The family salon for mom, dad, all the kids and adult children. Styling for 40 years at Cutaway. We will style, you'll smile. Beautiful hair, beautiful care at Cutaway Styling Salon. Owner Deb Gubo, stylist Chris Siegel, Renee Mesher, Ann Turner, and Kathy Wilson. Open Monday through Saturday, handicapped, accessible. Our experience, 40 years of it, and it's your style, and we'll help you create it. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling, Cutaway Styling Salon at 15 Elm Street in Fort Laramie. And thanks to Geyers, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram in Fort Laramie. Gus Geyers started Geyers way back in the day, and he was smiling then, as everybody at Geyers is smiling now, as Geyers treats its customers with great service all the time for generations. And Gus Geyer is still smiling today because after three generations, Geyers have done business the very same way. See the new Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyers in Fort Laramie. See them online, too, at Geyers, G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc., .com. Minster 36, Fort Laramie Girls 23. Back in a moment to close it out on scoresbroadcast.com.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over five decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at allenballinsurance.com. That's A-L-L-E-N-B-A-U-G-H. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
Clancy's brings you this segment of our broadcast. Clancy's star of the game. Clancy's Wapak Avenue in Sydney. 36-23 Minster victorious over the Fort Laramie girls. Chuck, our stars are?
Well, I'm going to go with Reese Albers. She had 11 for the Wildcats, and also Sophia Dirksen. She came off the bench. She's going to be a starter, but she came off the bench because she's been sick. She also had 11. She was terrific. Mm-hmm. On the other side, Poppleman, she had 7, and Olivia Brandwee had 6. So I want to go with those two young ladies as our stars of the game there.
Thanks to Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at HeightCamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at HeightCamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
And again, thanks so much to Fox Supply in Minster. We work closely with more than 60 schools in West Central Ohio. We are Fox Supply. We contract with organizations and market supplies in the cleaning, safety, and food service industries in very large volumes. Fox Supply supports our schools' academic programs and our schools' athletic teams, which have been highlighted by Scores Broadcast for over 20 years. We are Fox Supply here in Minster for nearly half a century and one of many organizations helping to make our region a great place to live, work, receive an education, and raise families. Fox Supply in Minster. Final score here today, Minster 36, Fort Loramie 23 in girls high school basketball as the Fort Loramie Redskins fall to 4-3 on the year. Minster's record picks up a notch now, 4-2. Our next broadcast coming up Thursday. Fort Loramie girls travel to Anna, which was beaten today by St. Henry by 7. Understand that the Rushi girls defeated Versailles by 5. We'll see the Rushi girls here very soon in a game down at Kettering Altar. Keep abreast of the Scores Broadcast website for our upcoming broadcast schedule. Next Friday night, by the way, Anna is at Botkins in boys action. Chuck, thanks a lot. Chuck McBee alongside with on-site engineering, stats, and color. Thanks to our online listenership. Jack Kramer saying good afternoon. Safe driving, everybody. Merry Christmas to all of you. Final score, Minster 36, Fort Loramie 23 on scoresbroadcast.com.
For 20 years, scoresbroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank Locale very much. Scoresbroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from Locale Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at at osgoodbank.com. Guyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Guyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brooklyn's Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brooklyn's. Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Meyering. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schulze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schulze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in